G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Good morning. The title to my talk this morning is Immediate Action Required. And you'll see the reason for that title in a few moments. You may recall David's words in Psalms 51 and 32 verse 4, especially, very clearly, because they reveal to us the state or condition of David's sinful heart, as he goes into graphic details regarding his extreme pain and suffering in his soul that he went through following his adultery with Bathsheba, when he tried to steal her for his own wife and he made her pregnant. In addition, you will remember the evil plan that he made to get Uriah, her husband, to come home on leave from the army, to arrange for him to spend time with his wife, to make it appear as if he had made his own wife pregnant. You can read about that in 2 Samuel chapter 11. When he couldn't get Uriah to lie with his wife, he then added to his wickedness to devise a further plan whereby Uriah would be placed in the hardest place in the next battle that Israel were fighting, so he could easily be shot at and killed by Israel's enemies. Then, of course, he would have it said that Uriah was the father of the child to be born to Bathsheba, his own wife. That was David's plan, but he had reckoned without God. But 1 year later, after all this occurred, God sent Nathan the prophet to convict him of his grievous sin with Bathsheba, as well as against her husband Uriah. Nathan the prophet came to David and said, "Look, God's eyes have seen your wickedness in murdering Uriah, one of your own soldiers, making an evil plan to have him placed in the firing line of the enemy with the one object of having him die and then stealing his wife to be your wife and making her pregnant. You have forgotten God's omniscience. God knows everything in all that you have said and done. You and your family will suffer over this, but you will be forgiven." Nathan the prophet had come to David, and David's sins were laid out before him. And he becomes convicted over his sin and is preparing to repent after a whole year of agony being under conviction. Psalms 32 and 51 are graphic and explain the pain and suffering his soul went through until he admitted his crimes before God and repentance had taken place. The details in Psalm 32 and 51 of David crying out to God and seeking forgiveness are frighteningly real and very graphic, and those sins deserved hell. However, David was promised forgiveness, but there would be sad consequences which follow such sins. David had suffered for 365 days and night, being bereft of God's blessed presence, unable to sleep, but did not seek forgiveness at any stage during that year, as far as we can see. Instead, he suffered a grieving and angry God, as he said to him, "I felt his heavy hand upon me. Day and night I was wasting away until I confessed my sins and you forgave me. And then only the joy of your salvation was restored to me." No doubt some of our nerves and remembrances in our own lives have been touched by these things we have read today. And we have deeply regretted sins that we have committed. And maybe we've had to face consequences that we've had to face up to. However, we do acknowledge it was our own fault and we can't blame God. Others may have been involved with the error of our ways, but it's so important for you and me to come clean and not try to hide our sins, as David had attempted to do for such a long period of time. If you have been hiding sin, remember the eyes of God are everywhere. He sees all. you cannot hide anything from God, as Adam and Eve attempted to do. Loose words spoken are careless and can cause so much harm even before any wrong action takes place. Guard your mouth, your eyes, your ears, and your feet from going where you should not tread. The same question may be applied to you today as was put to Adam and Eve when they had to face God after their disobedience. The Lord called to Adam and said, "Where are you?" Not "Where are you hiding?" but "Where are you spiritually with me? Why have you departed from our close fellowship we once enjoyed when I came down and met with you every evening?" My friends, repentance is neither optional or easy, but an essential action must take place. We live perilously until we do. The best and only way to a restored relationship is heart repentance with God. Immediate action must be taken. You will, like David, suffer indescribably soul discomfort if you continue in your sin until you turn back to God. Remember, God's pressure on you is love revealed to you, because he wants you restored. He is only a prayer away, but it must be real, genuine, and from the heart and mind repentance, with a view to stay away from that temptation once and for all. You cannot fool God, and I can assure you with others that you will not sense that rest in God until you do it honestly. I speak with others also from sad experience, but I can tell you the relief that comes to you and the joy in restored service to God is far beyond describing. Oh, my friends, what a wonderful, understanding, loving God we worship and adore. Praise his wonderful name and the joy in knowing him. Remember, though, immediate action must be taken.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we all have sinned and come far, far short of the glory of God. But we are aware that sin separates us from the love of God and the beautiful fellowship we can enjoy with you when we walk in obedience to your will for our day-to-day lives. We pray for all who are walking in darkness and haven't seen the light of God in the face of Jesus Christ, that they may see and believe. Also, we pray for backsliding believers, that they will see the foolishness in recognizing your heavy hand upon them and not relenting. Lord, break them down and bring them to the place of humility and repentance, that they may enjoy once more that sweet communion with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.